until 11, Mitchell's Front Page on 94.7 The Pulse.
Now, we're going to have Lisa from The Pulse, but I believe she's not feeling 100%. So joining me on the line is Leo Rankin, Station Manager of The Pulse. How are you, Leo?
Good, Mitchell, and yourself?
Yeah, really good. I wanted to talk about two things happening at The Pulse. First of all, we've got this Walk Together event, which is coming up on the weekend, and then we've also got Subscribe-a-thon. So can you first of all tell us about the Walk Together event?
The Walk Together event is an event that's organised by a group of people who got together to decide that they should welcome everyone to Australia, and everyone should walk together as they are all Australians. It was instigated by people coming together to decide that they were proud to be all Australians, new, old, wherever they came from, and so they all got together and decided to celebrate their deal. So we're doing the similar thing, which is on this Saturday, and we're going to walk down to Johnson's Park, and there's going to be a few speeches when we get down there. And some of the people speaking will be Matthew Sun, people will know from BC Computers.
Ah, yes, I know him, yes.
Yeah, a local business which is doing very well, who came from China probably about, I think it's only about 15 years ago, and set up his business. A very interesting man. He was a physicist over in China and came and set a computer business up in Australia. And there'll be a few other people speaking down there as well as... I think Richard Miles will be down there. I think Eddie Contell will be down there as well, and Stretch Contell as well. So it'll be a day for everyone.
And there'll even be a musical interlude, I believe.
Yes. Sarah Carnegie, for those who know Sarah, who's been on The Voice and those round of, what do you call them, popular TV...
reality shows?
Yes, music reality shows is a good term for them. Yes, she'll be performing down there as well, and we've Sarah's been in the studio recently to help out with the Subscribe-a-thon, but a very good singer and guitar player, so she'll be down there performing as well.
Now, yesterday, Gary Dalton asked me what time are the speeches on, because he doesn't want to do the walk, but you've got to do the walk to hear the speeches, don't you?
Yes, Gary must be feeling his age or something.
Yeah.
You can
He'll be listening.
Straight down. You can sneak straight down. You don't have to walk if you're not physically able to walk or you're not feeling too well. You can come straight down to Johnson's Park and meet us down there. I'm not too sure about what time we're going to kick off from. I think it's 12:30 we're going to kick off from The Pulse to walk down there, but we should be down there by 1 o'clock. It's not that far to walk.
Yeah, so we should, or people should meet up here at The Pulse in Little Ryrie Street at about 12:30.
Yeah, about 12 to 12:30, yeah.
And I believe it's about 1 kilometre.
Yeah, yeah, about 1 kilometre. Not that far. We don't go away the crow flies, sadly, but
not possible.
We do go the quickest route.
Yes, which is always good to hear. And you're we're telling people that they should dress up in their national dress or their historical costumes. I don't know what that is for you.
For me, that's an interesting one because I'm not really of anything. I consider myself to be of what some say, you know, you're from this descent or that descent, but sadly my actually grandmother was an orphan who came to Australia. It was one of those orphans who came to Australia to work in the on farms.
Yeah.
And was young, and then when she died we found out there was about another 40 people who were around the same, born on the same day, Christmas Day 1900. But there was a theory that they actually lied about their age, and so they could get them to work longer on the farms. So there was a whole group that came out. And they're not sure she got sent from England, but they're not sure whether she was Irish or not. So I don't really know on that side. And on the other side, there's a bit of debate there too about whether it was Scottish or Irish. So kind of, what would you call it, no ties to the... to the old countries.
Yeah, well, that's very good. You're completely independent, I suppose. And if you're going to make up a fake birthday, I suppose Christmas Day 1900 would be as good as any other day.
It sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's got a good ring to it. I like it. So that's the walk. So make sure that you come down here at 12:30 on Saturday and get involved. It's going to be a great day. And everyone's meeting up in Johnston Park afterwards. And I don't know what time you have to be in Johnston Park if you don't want to do the walk, because we'd be encouraging everyone to do the walk.
We'd say get down there around 12:30, because the activities will be starting around about 12:30, a bit later maybe, but around 12:30 time.
And I wanted to talk about Subscribe-a-thon as well. Just tell the listeners what Subscribe-a-thon actually means.
Well, Subscribe-a-thon is a time of the year when the Pulse decides that we should be we should be encouraging people to take part in their community radio station. And as we say, we're the fertile ground where all the talent grows, like yourself, Mitch.
Thank you.
Where all the the elderly members who've been involved in radio come back to, not only radio, in media as well, but come back to where they usually started from, and that was in community radio, to get there. To go on and have careers and then come back and want to give something back to helping out the younger generation of becoming media performers, and not only we should say all facets of media, becoming producers. And we have a long list of people who've gone on to do a lot of things on the pulse and in different forms, you know, in media and also in other walks of life. But that's our 26th year now, and so we encourage the community to get behind us, and they can do that by subscribing to the Pulse, which is only $50 and $35 concession. And we do that because of we see the funding that was once popular with radio, with community stations, no longer exists to the extent that it did, in terms of it hasn't probably changed for the last 30 or so years. And with that said, it's kind of like a cost of everything else has gone up. We've got to kind of maintain to keep going.
Yeah, absolutely.
I do find that people are very generous and usually like to support their local community radio station, because as we now broadcast up to 80 different programs, there's someone always finds something for themselves. Whether they tune in, depends what time, but they always find something for themselves, and without it, you know, you lose those voices in the community.
Yeah, and everyone tunes in on a Monday and Tuesday between 9 and 11, and on Monday between 3 and 4, of course. And what are the significance of the organs?
Well, the organs this year, we decided to keep our organ pumping, and we've had a few organs that have been donated, and we're getting Barry Morgan, from people will know from Spicks and Specks fame, who plays his organ, the famous organ salesman from Adelaide, and he's coming over to do a gig for us down at the Bowen Club on that day. And we thought this year it would be keep our organ pumping. So anyone who wants to come in, we've had a lot of people come in and take their photos playing the organ. And we have some fancy dress there for them to be disguised if they don't want to be recognised. And the idea is that if we can help keep our organ pumping, which is the organ of Geelong, our heartbeat, as we used to say, we can continue on to do all those wonderful things. And we've got to say that over the last couple of years, we've taken on so many work experience kids, so many interns, so many work for the Dole people, so many volunteers. We're up to probably about 150 volunteers now at the station. And without it, you know, this is something that the community will sadly miss out on. And we think of all those outside broadcasts we perform during the year, all those events we go to, cultural events we go to, and along with our Pulse television, we report on those and record those events. And without it, Geelong would definitely be a place that missed out. And not only that, we also showcase now we go live streaming. We also showcase Geelong to the world as well.
Yes, I know a lot of people listen from overseas.
Yep. Hey, Leo, I've noticed only one of the organs works. It's Courtney here.
Yeah.
I tried having a bit of a play on one of them. I got a couple of notes out of the one that works, but the other one doesn't work.
Oh, that was all those complaints I got this morning about the guy playing the organ.
Oh, was it? I only sort of hit a couple of keys briefly.
Was it? Yes. No, we've only got the one turned on at the moment because we found the other day when we had some kids in there that they had dueling organs going for a while, and it was making quite a raucous in the foyer there.
Yes, mainly when I was trying to record things, I think.
Yes, we had a bit of a raucous organ performance there, but we can definitely turn the other one on for Courtney when he wants to get down for his organ solo
and play chopsticks
next time he's in.
Yes, well, good on you.
Or the little classic piano exercise with your knuckles, you know, the one.
I usually do the chopsticks first.
Yes, I don't do anything. I just leave it up to the people that actually know what they're doing. But how do people become a subscriber? So we just want to, I guess, let people know how they can actually become a subscriber so that they can support the station and get on board.
Yep. All they've got to do is call 522-5947 and speak to Nathan in there in the office, or read at office hours, and then they can get on the net, www.947thepulse.com, and on there there's a form they can fill in, they can pay over there. It's You can also walk into the office in office hours and pay as well over the counter, and it's very cheap. It's only $50, 35 concession, and for that you'll also get a little subscriber pack as well.
And you might even meet one of the presenters that you hear and put a face to the voice.
That's right. And next time Courtney performs on the organ, we'll have to let people know so all those fans can come in, Courtney.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's in the subscriber pack?
The subscriber pack will be usually people get the choice of a book, and they and we'll usually put together a CD, promotional CD, and of course they get their Pulse sticker, which we would encourage them to put on their car. And this new one's been designed so it doesn't on your review mirror fits in there nicely. Sorry, in your rearview windscreen fits nicely in the corner there, so your windscreen wiper won't attack it when it goes back and forward.
Very good, excellent. Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us, Leo. I really appreciate it.
That's no worries, Mitchell. And as I say, you know, without support, wonderful shows like your own, and all those politicians we get to interview, and those political debates we have, they wouldn't exist if we don't get the support from the community. But it's good to see that the community does get on board every year, and we encourage more and more people to be involved.
And I will just say thank you for all your hard work behind the scenes, because without it, this program certainly wouldn't go to air.
I wouldn't go as far as to that, because I'm sure Courtney would be in there helping you out anyway, Mitchell.
Good on you, Leo. Thank you so much. Thanks. Leo Rankin there, 94.7 The Pulse Station Manager, talking about two great events coming up, the Walk Together, which you can get involved with down here at The Pulse. Arrive by about 12.30 or 1 o'clock to walk the 1 kilometre trek to Johnston Park, and come dressed in your traditional costume, which, whatever that may be. Mine would be what I'm wearing now. Not very exciting. And of course, you can become a subscriber at 947thepulse.com.